What's going on, guys? This is Joe and
this is Dana.
Welcome back to another episode of Us
Against the World.
So we are sorry we missed last week, first off. We want to just address that, but it's actually been pretty busy on our end and we are just kind of getting things organized, but we have to be back, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, look, we kind of diving straight in. My wife just asked me a question and I'm like, yo, no, pause. We gotta go into a recording right now because I need to. Warning, trigger alert. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. But this, we have not talked about this. She brought it up, and I was like, we gotta record. Okay, so.
So I mentioned it to him while I was doing something else and told him to do a little bit of research.
A little bit.
So when I got free, we could go ahead and record.
So I did a little bit.
We have not talked about this at all.
So this is going to be for me. This is going to be very candid and very unthought of, unfiltered. So forgive me if I'm extremely unfiltered here and I have to go back and think of, because I'm not giving myself time to like package this the right way. So. Enjoy, I guess. Okay, that said, do you have any random things you want to say? Just one, maybe? We don't need the whole backstory, but just a random thing.
I don't have one.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Do you have one?
I got one.
Go ahead.
I got red shoes. I like them. Okay, cool. They were dope. It was my birthday, and my wife was great.
Yeah, so other random things, Joe's birthday was Saturday. So happy 34th to you.
Okay. So, no, thank you. All right, cool. Babe, can you introduce? So, ready for the meet?
I'm ready for the meat.
Ready for the meat. We're ready.
Why are you rushing?
I'm eager. I told you I'm eager. Okay. So she's going to give you the backstory. Can you get a backstory?
Sure.
And I'm going to come in after that. Okay, go.
Okay, so.
I'm going to turn my mic off. But you go ahead.
Okay, so everybody knows, or if
just
you
remind
are
me
on,
to turn my mic back on.
Okay, if you're on any sort of social media or you're in any kind of, I don't know, if you're in the world, you know that right now Kanye West has been doing these Sunday services.
But I'm not on social media, so I didn't notice.
Right.
Okay.
He's been doing these for a couple months, I think, now.
Entirely. I had seen some stuff, but I didn't know. Go ahead. It was a thing.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm done now.
So, I believe it started out where he was just like doing it. I know he was doing it just like for a private thing, and then he kind of opened it up. And for all the first videos I saw were kind of like an outside situation where people were, you know, gathered in these spots or whatever. And now he's kind of incorporated different churches. So he was at New Birth this past Sunday. He's gone to a couple other churches, and I don't want to misquote, so I'm not going to name the churches because I don't want to be like, you know, putting people out there and it's not true. So anyway, right now on social media, well, I'll put it, okay, so his wife went on, I want to say his wife.
The View.
Was it The View?
I think it was The View.
It was The View or The Talk.
Something like that.
One of those.
Yeah.
And she basically said that these services, he started doing this as a form of healing for himself. Everybody knows that he had some mental issues following his mother's passing. He's really had a hard time, you know, getting back from that. And so all of that, and that's been a few years, and all of this has kind of been like, you know, a lot for him. So she said that he got saved. He's now a Christian. And these Sunday services were a part of his healing and his service to Jesus and to God, you know. And so initially, before people, he was kind of explaining it.
Mm-hmm.
What was going on? People were just like, why is he having Sunday services? Now he's supposed to be a preacher. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Bashing him because they're like, how can Kanye West be a preacher? You know, listen to his music, the things that he said, the things that he's done. You know what I'm saying? So,
sure. Okay.
Now he has, of course, they've addressed it and said that he got saved and, you know, whatever. And he's incorporating churches. And basically, you know, anybody can sign up to be a part of the choir. They put the stuff out there on social media. You're supposed to send your name, your email address, your part that you sing. And I guess they send you songs. I'm not sure. I know a couple of people who who sung with him this past Sunday in Atlanta.
Wow.
Excuse me. So, the thing on social media right now is people, I don't know how to say it nicely, it's like people don't want him to know God. Wow. So it's like,
I mean, like we said, it's unfiltered because we didn't have time to think about this. So you're not gonna say everything right. So,
and I actually have been seeing this all over my social media, and I was going back and forth: should I post something? Should I not? Should I post something? Should I not? But it's some other things that were going on social media that I felt like kind of needed that air and sure. didn't really need me to post about it in the same moment. You know what I mean? But I gotta say, y'all,
uh-oh.
Saints.
Uh-oh.
Saints of the Most High God.
Uh-oh.
It's so funny how when these celebrities are out here doing these things, out uh-huh. here and cussing and making a fool of themselves and a mockery, and they're putting out this bad, what we consider bad music, and mm-hmm. just being just all types of awful
mm-hmm.
or making really, really bad decisions. And what do we say? Oh, I'm going to pray for him.
I'm going to pray for him.
I'm going to put him on the prayer wall.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He needs some prayer. I'm going to pray for him. Yeah. I'm going to pray. Okay, somebody's prayers apparently got through to heaven, and Kanye West has had some sort of...
Something happened
because the sincerity is there.
I feel
but,
that.
But, hold yeah. on.
Okay.
But now the Saints are basically saying, how dare he? He's not allowed to do this. He's not allowed to praise God. He's not allowed to have people come together and they all sing Christian songs. Like, okay. How dare he? And I think part of it is people are trying to say that he's trying to create a church. People are trying to say that he's trying to create a church, which I don't think he is. But I do think he has to be careful that people don't consider what he's trying to do to be a church. But I know that I don't feel like that's what he's trying to do. But y'all,
mm-hmm.
why can't he have had an experience with Christ?
Mm-hmm.
And why can't that experience have changed him?
I can't. We gotta pause. Okay, so I am honestly, I think the word is triggered.
Okay.
Because I completely agree with you, 135%. So here's my frustration, and not even frustration, excitement all at the same time.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. I like what he's doing.
Okay.
I like it a whole lot. Like, I think it's dope. I really do. Now, I'm not one of the people who thinks Kanye is stupid. I'm one of the people that thinks Kanye is pretty much a genius and just doesn't...
Yeah, you've always said that.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's pretty much a genius and has a lot of thoughts floating around up in there and just has trouble expressing them,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I feel like to think he's stupid is a downplay on him. So... I'm so conflicted because when I look at this, I'm like, dang, is he, you know, just doing a really good marketing campaign for something else that's coming out?
And now he is having a gospel album that he's dropping or something. He just announced that.
So. Okay. So maybe this is a dope marketing campaign.
Could be.
On the other side, I'm like... I'm sick and tired of you preachers hating on people that's crossing over your territory. I'm sick of it because here's my thing. If I'm coming from a straight Bible perspective, I don't give a doggone who it is so long as you bring in people to Christ. That's all that matters. And I'm getting riled up about this. I'm sorry. Okay, but that's all that matters. I don't care. Now, here's the other point of frustration that I'm sick of these preachers. Forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a preacher too, y'all. But I'm from a different cloth.
Okay.
And I know that. But I'm sick of these preachers who come out here with all these scandals, all this dirt, you know. And I told my wife a minute ago, I said, I'd rather listen to Kanye all day before I listen to Jamal. Mm-hmm. So, I'm sick of these cats with all these scandals and all this dirt. And then y'all gonna throw shade and throw dirt on a person who at least is open about their crap. And then says, all right, you know what? Let me just 180. My man has all of these. Now, granted, full disclosure, I don't even listen to Kanye. I don't listen to hip hop. None of that. I don't like music with words. We've talked about this. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't even listen to the dude. So the fact that he's coming out right now doing all of this to me and people are coming, I'm like, dope. Bet. I'm here for it. But the church for so long, especially the black church, I'm not crapping on nobody, but I'm saying this is just the way it is. The black church always seems to want to be territory. Not even just the black church. That's a lie. The church as a whole mm-hmm. always wants to be like, all right, but that's mine. You can't have it.
Right.
You know, you ain't. This is not. Now, I'm sorry. What? Now let's talk about this idea of how you gonna be a pastor, Kanye. Kanye is a pastor. The pastorate is a gift. The mm-hmm. pastoring is a gift. It has been made into an office.
Okay.
It's a gift. Mm-hmm. And many people can have the gift of pastorate. Mm-hmm. How do you know he's a pastor? Because he has people who are following him. Mm-hmm. And people who he is sowing seeds into, people who he is growing. I do not know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I have no idea. I think the fruits have yet to really express themselves. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, you got to admit, again, understanding from my understanding of scripture, pastorate is a gift. All right. Not an office. Oh, is Captain Thunderpants making his debut? Okay. Not an office. It's been made into an office. Okay. So, yeah, he's operating in that gift. I mean, it is what it is. I can't say he's not because he is. And that's my frustration. The understanding that, a part of my frustration, that's the understanding that, oh, how you going to be a pastor, Kanye? Nobody ordained you. Or how you going to be a pastor, Kanye? Nobody said you could do this. It doesn't matter. If this is the gift that he's operating in, he's operating in that gift. If God told him or said, hey, this is what I called you to do, then, or I want you to do for right now, then that's what he's. Oh, Captain Thunderpants has made his debut. He's here. But if God called Kanye and said, hey, look, do this. How come he can call Paul? How come he can call Paul? How come he can call Jonah? How come he can call Peter? How come he can call all these cats that we're not perfect, but you looking at potentially looking at a modern day rags to riches or a modern day slum to servanthood. You're potentially looking at that and y'all want to crap on it. This is my problem.
But I saw somebody had mentioned Paul. They said, what if Kanye is having a Paul experience? You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
What if that's what he's going through?
Facts.
But we're so busy
churching,
like, harping on him and saying how unqualified he is.
Because see, that is the real what's the word I'm looking for? False God. That is the real demon. The real evil right there. Mm-hmm. When you can't let somebody be saved because you're so attached to your religion,
Yeah. You
are, in effect, worshiping a false God. Because God did not call you to a church. He didn't call you to a religion. He called you to Jesus Christ, to him. Mm-hmm. And see, Jesus Christ is not a religion. Jesus Christ is not a system. He is God, period. So how that manifests itself is not up to us. It's not up to that system. So people thinking about, oh, well, he didn't do this. He didn't do that. Screw your system. That doesn't matter. God doesn't need your system. He's not boxed in that. He literally can do whatever he wants. So if Kanye is having, I told y'all it's unfiltered right now. So if we had planned this, I would have so many more eloquent ways of saying what I'm thinking, but it's just so off the dome. So forgive me if it's coming off mad wild. Look, we'll see you guys on the other side of the break. Maybe y'all think of some other ways to package this.
So this part of the podcast is brought to you by Art by Lens Photography. Any photography needs that you might have, whether it be newborn, wedding, family photos, events, contact Art by Lens Photography for all of your photography needs. Check our Instagram, Facebook page, or directly message me.
Welcome back to Us Against the World Part 2. This is me, Joe, and
this is Dana.
And we want to welcome you back. We also have our special guest with us tonight.
Double Deuce.
Yours truly, Captain Thunderpants, is in the building. And actually, tonight looks like he might be a little bit awake.
Yeah.
So he might have some input to put in here. So before the break, I was ranting or going on, because that's a bit of it's a bit of a rant for me, isn't it, babe?
Yeah, it is.
I was going in on Captain Thunderpants, on Pastor Kanye and First Lady Kim, and because that's what she is technically now. I mean, as far as the system goes.
But honestly, I don't see him as a pastor. I don't think he was trying to be a pastor. And what he technically did was gather people together, gather people that like to sing, gather his musician friends or whatever, and basically wanted to sing Christian songs, gospel songs.
Sure.
And it blew up into like this major thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, I wouldn't be like rushing over there to be a part of the service or whatever, because you know, that's just not my swag.
I'm so happy you said that.
But
yeah.
If that man wants to come together with some like-minded people and sing gospel songs, why can't he do that? And then secondly, why don't y'all want Kanye to know God? Why is he not allowed to get saved? Why is he not allowed to have conversion? And on the third thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right, Joe. You're right.
The third thing that I want to say is this. We have this call that we are supposed to go out and reach the lost, right? We're supposed to spread the gospel of Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell the world that he is Lord. He loves us. He's coming back again, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Kanye is basically doing that.
Mm-hmm.
People don't like that he is the one that's doing it, but he's doing it. And he's bringing people into church that are going to these churches, are going to his quote unquote services, who never would have known anything about Jesus or never would have known. And even if they knew, was never interested into knowing more or anything of that nature.
Facts.
And they're now sitting in these services, but we're sitting over here mad.
Mad. Y'all like the Pharisees.
Why are we mad?
Y'all are like the Pharisees.
It's not bothering us that he's coming, that he's brought people together to sing gospel music.
You would never have, and that's what pisses me off. Because you would never have reached them. They left your church. Those people left your church. And I'm telling you, I have done research on this for years. Years. And they would never coming back. You know why? Because they don't like what you did. They don't like what you do. They don't like how you do it. They are not your people. I describe those people as an entirely different demographic. As an entirely different denomination. There is nothing that the traditional church could have done to bring those people back in. Period. Right. Period.
Period. Because a lot of these people probably have never even been to church before.
Facts. And there is a history of why they left or why they've never went, and why when they went, they didn't come back. I mean, there are family stories, there are family reasons. There are not religious, but emotional reasons and things. So much stuff that just piled on that they were never going to be a part of what the current traditional church understands as ministry. And that's okay. It's a different denomination. Think of it that way. I'll never go to a Presbyterian church and be like, oh, this is for me, because it's not. There's so many reasons why it's not. I'll never go to a Lutheran church and be like, oh, this is for me, because it's not. There's so many reasons why it's not. This demographic of people, let me say, the current traditional church has to understand, is not for you. And if God decided to raise up of somebody like a Paul in a modern day, thank you, I'm preaching, I know, Joey. If God decided to raise up somebody in a modern day sense and grab a hold of all of these folks to create a new revolution, a new wave, I'm here for it. Now you said something earlier, like, okay, I would never go because it's not for me, and I'm so happy you said that. I said earlier that I would listen to Kanye over Jamal any day, simply because I am I study theology, so this is for me. That's me all day. Yeah, I'll give Kanye a listen, but I have a stronger constitution when it comes to spiritual things than the average person. Not to boast or anything, but when you spend most of your time doing that kind of stuff, you tend to, you know, in anything, if you practice, you get better at it than the average person. Mm-hmm. So I have a stronger stomach for spiritual matters and stuff like that. So I would listen to him and to hear what he has to say versus, you know, just the average layman who would turn Kanye on and probably get messed up. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what his message is. So, you know, I wouldn't say, hey, everybody go listen to Kanye. I would not say that. But, you know, I just wanted to clarify that. But that said, like I said a minute ago, I feel like if God decided to raise up somebody, I just got to wonder how many people would miss it. Now, I said a minute ago that the pastorate is a spiritual gift. It's that, and I'm going to read this to you, the word poimen. And Paul talks about this in the spiritual gifts, listening to Ephesians 4:11. There's the word pastor, which is the word poimen, which is a spiritual gift. It's a shepherd. OK, so for those of you who are confused about that, like, oh, no, it's an office. We made it into an office. OK, through history, you could find this out, understanding the history that we made it into an office. We applied that context to it. It is not originally in the text positioned as a office. Matter of fact, the church as you know it today did not exist when the scripture was written. But we're going to go down. We're not going to go down that rabbit hole. My point today is I said that to say this. That's my grandma said. I said that to say this. If Kanye is operating again in that gift, who are you to talk about it? And I think it's very hypocritical and pharisaical to say, oh, well, Kanye needs to stop because he's going to lead so many people away from the Lord. What Lord?
Is he, though?
Like, is he, though? I mean, the fruits so far look to be blooming pretty well. What is weird, though, I will give Garrett this, though. I don't know how I feel about First Lady Kim Kardashian. That's strange.
She's not like, the first lady. Yo, crazy.
I'm just saying, if we're looking at the system, if we're looking at the structure of the system, like that is the contemporary church, right? The institutional church. Then you have a pastor. Kanye would be pastor. He started the church, didn't he? Didn't he start it?
He didn't start a church, though. That's what he keeps trying to tell y'all. Oh. He's not starting a church.
Okay, he started the movement, right? And who's his wife?
Kim Kardashian.
First lady Kim Kardashian.
She's not a first lady. That is a disgrace to all the other first ladies.
No, it's not. Okay. I was done.
She's not the first lady.
First lady. But you know what's funny, though? The first thing I think about is that meme that somebody made years ago. It showed Kanye West and Kim Kardashian as a pastor. Kim.
Oh, yeah. Pastor, they were normal people.
Yeah, they were normal people. And like, I'm like, Kanye West is literally doing this thing. Like, what if he does go ahead and get, like, mad, like, preachery looking and start wearing oversized suits and Kim Kardashian just gets, like, nappy hair?
Oh, my God. And,
like, just starts looking
she
like.
She would never.
Like, that would be mad funny. But then on top of that, it's weird, though. Okay. So that's my rant on the positive to support him. Now, let me say this, though. I don't know if I trust it either, though.
Okay.
It's weird. Like, it's so mad out the blue. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, it's like, Kanye, all right, cool. You talking about the same dude that I believe in. And I know the scripture says to not to shun anyone that declares Jesus Christ as Lord, per se. And I paraphrase that. Forgive me for not saying that verbatim. But nobody can call him Lord and then in the same tongue rebuke him, per se. But it's weird. I mean, all of the weird stuff that Kanye has put out, and his wife is like two steps away from being on the corner. It's like, I mean, I don't know if I trust it. So like, I really feel like, all right, well, Kanye, I'm gonna watch you from a distance. I'm gonna see how this pan out. It's none of my business. I mean, it is my business technically, but it's like. I just need to see where this goes. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like I need to see where this goes. And, you know, if it turns into a beautiful thing, then it turns into a beautiful thing. If God uses him, God uses him. I mean, people didn't think people didn't think that God was going to use Paul. I mean,
he was so unworthy.
There were people that still think God didn't use Paul. I mean, but that's, we won't go down that rabbit hole either. People didn't think that God was going to use Peter. You know, people didn't think that God was going to use Jonah. I said this earlier. You know, who else could we list out there? Moses, Noah, pretty much everybody. You know,
David.
David. you know, the freak league, you know. So it's like people didn't think that all of these different people were going to be used by God. Then all of a sudden, you know,
they're not worthy.
Boom.
Why would he use them?
And I think so. I mean, I'm open to it. I'm open to it happening, but I still don't know if I trust it. And on the other side, my conspiratorial side says maybe he just feels free now to go out and express how he really feels. Mm-hmm. Maybe God delivered him. I don't know, but I'm definitely going to keep an eye out on it. What about you?
Yeah, I am. So I was telling, wanted to tell Joe about the scripture that I've been seeing that people are using to go along with their post about the Sunday service. So it's in the book. If you have your Bibles, would you turn with me
to
Acts?
Turn with me to the book of Acts.
So it's Acts chapter 5, verse 38 and 39. It says, so my advice, and this is New Living Translation. So my advice is leave these men alone. Let them go. If they are planning and doing these things merely on their own, it will soon be overthrown. Verse 39 says, but if it's from God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You may even find yourselves fighting against God. So my thing is this.
Okay. Joey said preach.
My thing is this. You know, we may not understand what he's doing, but the fact of the matter is he is still introducing a lot of people to Jesus.
Yeah.
We might not like that he is the messenger.
Facts.
We might not like that he's getting so much attention.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is he's proclaiming Christ and he's trying to get the attention off of himself. He's Facts. Like, look, it's not about me. It's about God.
Facts.
This is how I'm healing.
Which is completely contrary to what a lot of preachers do today.
Right. This is how I'm healing. This is helping me. I hope it helps you. If it doesn't,
then that's why
we can kick rocks because it's really not bothering us.
Is he even
us.
Taking up an offering?
I don't think he is. I mean, it's literally like,
y'all can't complain about nothing.
A bunch of people come together, sing gospel songs, and they go home.
And you know what it looks like, though? If he's not taking up an offering. If he's not taking up an offering, it honestly looks like churches would just be complaining because the money is not coming in on Sunday. That's what it would look like.
I think that people are just upset that it's him. Yeah. And that's why I keep coming back to the point of, why can't Kanye have had an experience with God? I don't know.
Nobody knows. But
you know, we don't know. The only person that knows is him and God. But why can't? I like to think that maybe he did.
I like to think that he did too.
And this is how he's trying to express it. This is how he's sharing it.
Yeah.
As opposed to saying, oh, Kanye wrong. Kanye's not allowed.
Kanye is allowed.
Why can't he know God?
I am, and I'm going to say this too, and then we're going to wrap this thing up. I'm like, I have said for the longest that, you know, I believe that God is changing or transitioning the traditional church to something else. And I feel like there's a lot of deconstruction happening in the reconstruction. So this to me is kind of like, oh, well, yeah, it's changing, you know? But I agree with that scripture that you said. And that's kind of how I look at life in a certain respect. Like, if it's of God, you can't stop it.
Mm-hmm. And if it's not, then if it'll it's not, crumble.
Then it'll crumble.
And that'll just be that.
It'll just be that.
But, you know, I think also we as Christians, especially in the black church, we feel like we have to put our mouth on everything.
Facts. Look at us.
And, you know, but I mean, like, in a negative thing. In a negative sense. We feel like we have to, if we don't understand it, we like to knock it down or whatever.
Yeah.
But my last thoughts on this is, well, how about we pray? Continue to pray for him.
Continue to pray for him.
So.
And, you know, just stay on your spiritual walk.
Yeah.
You know, you stay walking with God. Don't let stuff distract you. You know, you'll see this, that, and the third. But ultimately, the only thing that you need to be looking for is not another man. It's not another system. It's not another church. It's not another person. Not another pastor. What you need to be looking for ultimately is you need to be keeping your eyes on Jesus. Period. Yep. That's all you need at the end of the day. Nobody else. But until then, we wishing you love and light.
Love and light, y'all.
And we'll see you guys on the next one. This is Joe.
This is Dana.
This is us against the world. Take care.